IW on the other line, and I thought maybe I ought to make a report before I let him go. He said he was in Blanco at the hearing all morning, and when he got back, he got trapped at Ray Shaw, the Wall Street Journal, Dallas, and Mr. E. Coney.
Now that's in the Garter.
Was sitting in his office when he walked in. And that Jesse tells him that Colmar is in Austin trying to talk to Don, but they're dodging him. But he said that he just walked in, they were there. He said that he told them first off that he was busy and couldn't spend all any of his time talking to newspaper men. That A. Portis had written the trust instrument and any details that they could get out of him would be fine. And they said that they'd been told that before, but wanted to ask him a few little questions, and he said he doubted he would answer any of them. And they said, well, we'd like to ask him anyway. And
please, oh, those boys, how can we tell them to avoid that?
And he said they could go to, said they could go to 20 people on the opposite side, and they'd be glad to talk to them, but they wanted to try to stick to what was accurate and what was right. And he said the only thing he could tell them at all would be very general. And they started out with the foundation, wanted to know if the president was the principal contributor. And he said, I said, all I could tell them about that is that doubtless he had contributed, but I wasn't going into names and amounts. He wanted to know about the stocks that the foundation owned. And I said I didn't think it was proper of me to talk about that with them. Said they had gone into the Kennedy Foundation. I said I'd never seen any report on that, what the Kennedy Foundation stocks are, the only things they owned. I did volunteer that the foundation is a little charitable institution that we're mighty proud of and that we hope will amount to something someday. We're trying to build it up where it will be good for some worthwhile causes. And he jumped on that and said that, then I guess that accounts for the fact that you're not paying out all the income in contributions. And I said, I don't know that to be a fact. I said, I'm sure that maybe some years may have paid out more and perhaps some years less. Wouldn't know unless I had the statements before me, but we were trying to make something out of it besides just a pipeline. And wanted to be really good to do some worthwhile good. Got off the foundation and jumped me on Brazos 10th and wanted to know the connection between the president and Brazos 10th. I told him there was no connection, looked him right in the eye. He looked at me like he thought I was lying. Wanted to know about an exchange between Texas Broadcasting and Brazos 10th. Of 19 parcels of land, I said, you're talking about something covered by the trust, and I'm not going into anything that would inform Mrs. Johnson through the newspapers of what I'm not supposed to tell her at all. And I let him read the paragraph out of the trust that told me what I could say. And he said the records show that I had a large hand in the Moore State Bank along with Brazos 10th, a large interest in the Moore State Bank along with Brazos 10th. And there'd been some rumble about the bank paying me $1,000 a month retainer. I said I do practice law and I do try to render value received. There's no concern of anyone about my practice. And I said, you're talking about my business now and not somebody else's, and I'm not a public figure at all. Asked about the Haywood, said he'd seen in the newspapers that the president and I owned the Haywood together. And I told him that that was correct. He wanted to know about some Lake Forest lots the president and I were supposed to have together. And I told him there were some little lots that a fellow had been trying to sell, and they weren't worth much, that it probably cost us $400 or $500. Each of us. And I wanted to know if my job was a tough job. I said, if it's hard for me to carry out the instructions in the trust instrument, know that it's not hard, it's easy. And asked me about the telephone line. I made the same statement I'd made before. I said, now look here, fella, I'm not seeking any publicity. We have an awfully good man. Let's try to uphold him. He said, if you're telling us not to use your name, we just can't do that. They grinned and were very friendly and all that, but I guess they'll go off and cut my guts out.
That's right. And tell him that we
did the best I could and tried not to make any mistakes.
Tell him that's all right, but we strongly recommend from here that when they catch him, wake like a dead Don or catch him, to just never say but one thing, and that is, let me read you the trust instrument. I can't divulge it. And you talk to the attorney. That's the only advice I can give them, because they get the interview and make a difference whether it's accident or not, Walter.
Yep.
They've got it, and they've got it by a bad thing, and they've got him admitting it. Nevertheless, he ought to do it. Just tell him that you talked to Boss, and he says he doesn't know anything except to read him, put a paragraph on his desk and read it. If they're in his office, they don't have to let him come in. But just read him that and say, that's all I can do. Refer him to him. That's all I know to do. Don't make him feel bad because he just played hell, but I don't know how to avoid it.
All right, sir.
And just as long as the people that talk, well, they'll have stories. Just tell him I said, as long as anyone would say yes to him, they do it now. Did they ever say they talked to Abe?
Never did say for sure that they would. Said they'd been told before to do that, and he hopes they will, but...
Well, just tell him, if any more else come in, please don't talk to him. Just don't talk to him. Just say, I'm sorry, but here's the trust instrument, and I can't do it.
All right.
Colmar and who?
Well, Colmar was not here. Colmar was in Austin driving Sedan. This was Ray Shaw, Wall Street Journal, Dallas, and E. Coney of the Wall Street Journal, New York, has a...
Anything else?
Well, I believe that's all. I'll get back and talk to you.
All right.
Nothing else you want to tell
him. Just tell him, though, that that's a real problem with us, and he'll have to talk to Don and them and make it abundantly clear that they don't talk to him.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir.